திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
And then after that, so this Leela, after this, there is another thing, that interesting thing that happened that made the Devas go into Shivamaya. That's interesting. So after the Tripurasuras, you know, the Tripurasuras were burnt into ashes, all the Devas were enjoying. And then Goddess Parvati Mata, she was beholding this wonderful Leela of Lord Shiva where he defeated the Tripurasuras. பாலமங்க கதம் கிருத்வா ஸ்வயம் பஞ்சசிகம் புனஹ உமா ஜிக்ஞாஸ மானாவை கோயமித்ய ப்ரவீத் சுரான் அசூய தஸ்ச சக்ரஸ்ய வஜ்ரேண பிரஹரிஷ்யதஹ பாஹும் சவஜ்ரம் தம் தஸ்ய க்ருத்தஸ்யாஸ் தம்பயத் பிரபுஹு. And then Mahadeva, he disappeared from there, from that scene where Devas were enjoying, and then he became a child and he was sitting in the lap of Parvati Mata as a child. But Devas were not able to recognize, they were enjoying, they were completely in ahankara. See, this is the, you know, problem. We saw in Kena Upanishad also, the Devas defeated the Asuras, and that was by the grace of Lord Shiva. They were trembling and frightened in the churning of the Milky Ocean. During the churning of the Milky Ocean, they were trembling and frightened on who will get the Amrita, whether we will get the Amrita or, oh, whether the Amrita will go to Asuras. They were trembling. And then first, the Halahala poison came. That is another interesting thing. Only after Mahadeva drank the Halahala poison, only then all the Devas, you know, Narayana got Lakshmi, and then Indra got Uchai Shravas, and then both the Devas and Danavas got many, many angels, and then they got the Amrita. It was Mahadeva who drank the Halahala poison, which destroyed the entire universe, including Brahmalokam and Vaikuntham. Only after he drank the Halahala poison, they got that Amrita. That's an interesting point to be noted. So there also, if you see, after drinking the, you know, after they had the Amrita, and then they were dancing in Ahankara. Oh, no one can defeat us. We are the supreme. And then Mahadeva comes as Yaksha. The Kena Upanishad says, Mahadeva comes as Yaksha, and then he has a, you know, small blade of grass in his hand. And then, you know, if you are capable, if you say that you are the supreme, just, you know, if you could move this grass, move this blade of a grass, then I would accept that you are the supreme. This is a small task. That's what everybody thought. Okay, fine. And then Indra was bound by Ahankara. And then he said, okay, fine, I don't do these small tasks. I will employ my, you know, either Agni or Vayu will go. So first Agni goes and he tries this with his powers. He was not able to do anything. And then Vayu comes. Vayu is also not able to do anything. And then Indra comes. He is also not able to do anything. And then he is confused. Who is this divine personality? And then Mahadeva disappears. And then Parashakti comes, 3rd chapter, 12th verse. Umam Haimavatim. She comes to, you know, give knowledge to this Ahankari. Ahankara, the Devas who are bound by Ahankara. This very beautifully is told in the Shiva Purana and Skanda Purana. The reason I quoted this is that, you know, we see the attitude of the Devas. So even the Devas are not, you know, are bound by the Shiva Maya. No one can escape Shiva Maya. That's why I quoted this. And here also we see the same thing. Mahadeva, when he is sitting on the lap of Parashakti Mata, Indra was confused. Who was this personality? They were dancing in Ahankara, and then Indra, he raised his thunderbolt to kill this child. Who is this, you know, naughty child? Who is this nonsense child? He raises his thunderbolt to kill this. That's how Vyasacharya says. Bahum sa vajram tam tasya. He raised his thunderbolt, vajram, bahum, with his hand to kill the child. So, here we see the attitude of the Devas are also like, they are bound by Ahankara. They are like always in fright. Okay, my position is going to go. And then when they get back their position, when the Asuras are destroyed, they dance in Ahankara. But a Shiva Bhakta is not like that. A Shiva Bhakta is not aspiring for the positions of Brahma, Narayana and Indra. He is eternally wants to serve the lotus feet of the feet of Parashakti and Paramashiva. I want to be your eternal Das. That's the attitude of a Shiva Bhakta. So everybody, you know, To quote an example, the Pancha Brahma Upanishad says, Adavanteja Madhyecha Basase Nanyahetuna Mayaya Mohitaha Shambhor Mahadevam Jagadgurum ನ ಜಾನಂತಿ ಸೂರಾಹ ಸರ್ವೇ ಸರ್ವ ಕಾರಣ ಕಾರಣಂ ನ ಸಂದೃಶೇ ತಿಷ್ಟತಿ ರೂಪಮಸ್ಯ ಪರಾತ್ಪರಂ ಪುರುಷಂ ವಿಶ್ವಧಾಮ. ದ ಮಾಯಾ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಪರಾತ್ಪರ ಶಂಭು, ಈವನ್ ದ ದೇವಾಸ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮಹಾದೇವ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ರಾಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಶಿವಪುರಾಣ, ರುದ್ರ ಸಂಹಿತ, ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ಕಾಂಡ, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ಸ್ 44 and 45, ಮೇನಾವತಿ, ದ ಮದರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ಮಾತಾ, ಶೀ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲೈಕ್ ವಾಸ್ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಬೈ ಅಹಂಕಾರ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ಮಾತಾ ವಾಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಡಿಸೈಡೆಡ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾರಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮಹಾದೇವ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಮೇನಾವತಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಶಿವ ಮಾಯಾ. ಓಕೆ, ಶಿವ ಶೀ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ದ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು ನೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿವ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ಲಿ ಪುಟ್ಸ್ ಮೇನಾವತಿ ಮೇನಾವತಿ ಇನ್ ಟು ಮಾಯಾ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿವ ವಾಸ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ ವಾಸ್ ಪೋಸಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ ಅಗ್ಲಿ ಫೇಸ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ, ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಪೋಸಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಅಗ್ಲಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಮೇನಾವತಿ ವಾಸ್ ಶಾಕ್ಡ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ಫೆಲ್ ಡೌನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಶಿ ಸೆಡ್, ಓ ಯು ರಿಜೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ, ಯು ಸೆಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಇಂದ್ರ ಮುನಯೋರ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಮೃತ್ಯುಜರಾದಿತಾಹ. All the sages and Brahma and Vishnu and Indra are bound to destruction, whereas you said you wanted to marry the imperishable Mahadeva. Now you go and see how Mahadeva is looking like. You wanted to marry this guy, you rejected Brahma and Vishnu and Indra and you wanted to marry this guy, Menavati asks to Parvati. And then all of them, you know, enlighten her, Vishnu and Narada and Himavat, the father of Parvati Mata. They enlightened Menavati. Oh no, you don't know the real form of Lord Shiva. Mahadeva is Sundareshwara, Sundara Pati, Sundara Mukha, Sundara Nayana, Sundara Nata, Madhuka Lochana. His eyes are like honey. He is the Lord of Beauty. You have not seen the real form of Lord Shiva. You are in Shiva Maya. Vishnu and Indra, that is Vishnu and Narada Muni, enlightens Menavati Mata. And even the Devas are in Ahankara. You know, we saw Indra, you know, and Brahma was bound by the Shiva Maya, you know, and then his Ahankara was destroyed by Kala Bhairava, who is an Amsha of Lord Shiva. Kala Bhairava is an Amsha of Lord Shiva, not Mahadeva himself. And then Agnistamba episode, where Mahadeva crushes the ego of Brahma and Vishnu. Mahadeva did not say that he is the supreme reality. He was not arguing like Brahma and Vishnu. Brahma claimed, I am the supreme. Vishnu claimed, I am the supreme. But Mahadeva did not say that. Mahadeva proved that he was the supreme reality by showing his infinite form. He destroyed the ego of Brahma and Vishnu. Shankara Samhita, Veera Mahendra Kandam, Chapter 2, Sloka 41-42. Matsya Kurma Varahamscha Narasimha Trivikramau Hatva Netrecha Meenasya Kamatasyasti Karkasham Varahasya Cha Damstracha Narasimhasya Tvacham Tata Trivikramasya Prishtasti Grihitvaiva Puravayam. Now, whenever Vishnu took the avatar, he was bound by Ahankara. So, Mahadeva destroyed Matsya's Ahankara by pulling the eyes of Matsya, by pulling the shell of Kurma, by breaking the tusk of Varaha, by tearing the skin of Narasimha, by breaking the backbone of Vamana. Krittivasa, Mahadeva is described as wearing the skin of Narasimha as a garment, which comes in the Vedas, Krishna Yajurveda, Taittiriya Samhita, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, 6th Verse. So the reason I was quoting these things is everybody are bound by Shiva Maya. The Devas are also bound by Shiva Maya. And here we see Shakra, that is Indra, he was dancing, you know, until the Tripurasuras were there, he was begging to Mahadeva. Everybody, including Brahma and Vishnu, they were begging. And then, you know, specifically Indra. And then when they got defeated, and then he was bound by Ahankara. Okay, everything is by my grace. Everything has happened by my grace. So this is the example of Ahankara ego. Prahasya Bhagavam Sturnam Sarvalokeshwaro Vibhu Tataksa ಸ್ತಂಭಿತ ಭುಜ ಶಕ್ರೋ ದೇವಗಣೈರ್ವೃತ ಜಗಾಮ ಸಸುರಸ್ತೂರ್ಣ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂ ಪ್ರಭುಮವ್ಯಯಂ ತೇತಂ ಪ್ರಣಮ್ಯ ಶಿರಸಾ ಪ್ರೋಚು ಪ್ರಾಂಜಲಯಸ್ತದಾ ಕಿಮಪ್ಯಂಕದ ಕಿಮಪ್ಯಂಕ ಗತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ್ ಪಾರ್ವತ್ಯ ಭೂತಮದ್ಭುತಂ ಬಾಲರೂಪಧರಂ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ನಾಸ್ಮಾಭಿರ್ ಅಭಿಲಕ್ಷಿತಃ. ದೆನ್ ದ ಗಾಡ್ ಮಹಾದೇವ, who was sitting in the lap of Parvati Mata as a small child, and he took that form for the pleasure of Parvati Mata. The devatas did not realize that. And then Shakra, and then he raised his arm, right? You know, his arm was actually, you know, raised as it is. you know, he was not able to do, he was not able to move his arm after that. His arm became paralyzed, just like Vyasa's arm became paralyzed when he was trying to do his Achamanam in Kashi. Nandi paralyzed his arms. Here Mahadeva paralyzed the arms of Shakra. And then they went to Brahma of unfading glory. And then Brahma, they bowed down, they bowed to Brahma. And then Brahma said, we saw a divine personality lying in the lap of Parvati Mata. And they were not, you know, that child was not saluting us. And we have all been vanquished completely by him. And then Brahma, after hearing that, because here also if you see Adbhutam, the word Adbhutam is used for Lord Shiva, the child, Lord Shiva, who is sitting in the lap of Parvati Mata. Chidananda Rupam Arupam Adbhutam, Kaivalya Upanishad uses the word. His form itself is full of surprise, you know, awe and reverence completely with, your hairs will stand on end when you experience the divine form of Lord Shiva. Tesham tad vachanam shrutva brahma vidam varaha dhyatvasa shambhum bhagavan balam chamita tejasam uvacha bhagavan brahma shakradimscha surottamam characharasya jagataha prabhu sa bhagavan haraha tasmat parataram nanyat kinchidasti maheshwara yodrishtva hyo umaya sardam yushmabi rabita dyutihi. And then Brahma says, you have seen none other than Maheshwara. Chara achara. He is the lord of the mobile and the immobile. He is the lord of the entire universe. Oh Devas. He is Sura Uttama. He is the Shreshta. He is the Jyeshta. He is the oldest and he is the best of all. He is the greatest of all. You have seen none other than Bhagavan Hara. The Bhagavan Hara. Hara is referring to Lord Shiva, who removes all the sins. That's why he is called as Hara. Bhagavan Hara. Bhagavan is Lord Shiva. Bhagavatas are the devotees of Lord Shiva. So Bhagavan Haraha. And then he mentions, Tasmat Parataram Nanyat. There is nothing that is greater than him. That's what he says. There is nothing that is greater than him. Which is confirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad and Mahanarayana Upanishad. Yasmat Param Na Paramasti Kinchit Yasmat Nani Yonadhyayosti Kaschit. Yasmat Parataram. There is nothing. Parataram. There is nothing that is greater than him. That's what Brahma also says. Nanyat. Kinchit asti Maheshwara. There is nothing that is greater than Maheshwara. Yo drushtva ho umaya sardam yushmabir abitadyuti. He takes this, he does this activity for the pleasure of Uma Mata. And then, so let us all go to him. Brahma says, you know, Sa esha Bhagavan Deva Sarvalokeshwara Prabhu. He is the Sarvalokeshwara. He is the lord of all the worlds and all the universes, millions and millions of universes, and he is Prabhu, he is the ultimate lord. Nasam Bubudire Chainam Devastam Bhuvaneshwaram. Let us all go and surrender to him again. Sa Prajapatayaha Sarve Balarka Sadrisha Prabham Atabhyetya Tato Brahma Drishtvasa Cha Maheshwaram Ayam Shreshta Iti Jnatva Vavandetam Pitamaha. And then all the gods, all the devatas, along with all the devatas, along with Brahma, they went. And then, beholding Maheshwara sitting in the lap of Parvati Mata, they adored, they glorified Lord Shiva. Brahmovacha, along with all the devas. Brahmovacha, tvam yajnyo bhuvanasyasya, tvam gatis tvam parayanam, tvam bhavas tvam mahadevas, tvam dhama paramam padam. Tvaya sarvamidam vyaptam jagat jagattavara jangamam bhagavan bhuta bhavyesha lokanata jagatpate prasadam kuru shakrasya tvaya krodarditasya vai. Tvam yajnyo, you are the form of, you know, sacrifice. You are the lord of sacrifice. You are the king of sacrifice. Avo rajanam advarasya. And then bhuvanasyasya, you are that refuge of the universe, entire, you are the ultimate refuge of the entire bhuvana. Tvam gati, you are the ultimate gati. Lingameva param jnanam, lingameva param tapaha, lingameva parodharmo, lingameva paragatihi, tasmal lingat parataram yaccha kinchinna vidyate. Maheshwara Kandam, Kedara Kandam, chapter 10, verse 62. After everything was destroyed, even Vaikuntha and Brahmaloka was destroyed by the halahala poison, everybody, all the devatas, including Brahma and Narayana, they go and seek the feet of Mahadeva. They pray to Lord Shiva, who is in the heart of living who is in the heart of all the living entities and all the devas. Devanagum Kritagebhyo. Lingameva Paramyanam. knowledge about you is the highest. Oh Mahadeva, there is nothing that is greater than you. Lingameva paragatihi. You are the ultimate gati and you are the ultimate dharma and you are the ultimate penance. Meditating on the form of Parashakti and Paramashiva is the supreme. Tasmal lingat parataram yachakinchinna vidyate. There is nothing that is greater than Mahadeva, Shiva Linga, that is Parashakti and Paramashiva. Parayanam, tvam parayanam, parayanam, Shiva nama parayanam should be done. Parayanam, so like one should always chant, keep chanting the names of Lord Shiva. Tvam bhava, bhava means the cause of creation. Namo bhavaya cha rudraya cha namak, Puftanuvakam says. Tvam Mahadeva, Mahadeva is a very unique epithet, you know. Tat purushaya vidmahe Mahadevaya dhimahi, tanno rudra prachodaya. Mahadeva comes there in the Mahanarayana Upanishad, in the Gayatri Mantram. It also comes in the Atharvashika Upanishad, Atharvashiras Upanishad. Very specific epithet. Shankara, Shambhu, Shiva, Ishana, Isha, Rudra, Mahadeva. These seven names are very, very important, which comes very often in the Vedas and Upanishads. Rudram also has these names. Except for Mahadeva, all the names come in Rudram. Mahadeva word comes very often. And speaking of this, I remember one thing in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Krishna says, Mahadeveti, Mahadeveti, Mahadeveti Vadinaha. One who chants the names of Mahadeva, I start going behind his feet, his or her feet. One who chants the names of Mahadeva, one who keeps chanting the name of Mahadeva, 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 I start, you know, going behind their feet and I start serving them. Krishna says that. So Mahadeva, the word Mahadeva is a very used word, very important word that comes in the Puranas for Lord Shiva. And then, Tvam Dama Paramam Padam. The place where you are is that Paramapadam. Paratparam. Mahadeva is greatest of the greatest. Paratparam. Paraat Parataro Brahma Tatparaat Parato Harihi Tatparaat Parato Ishas Tanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. Tvam Dama Paramam Padam. Brahma says to Mahadeva. And this is recounted by Vyasa to Arjuna. Okay. So, your place, Tvam Dama, your place is that supreme place. Paramam Padam, Paratparapadam. Tvaya Sarvam Idam Vyaptam. You are all pervading. You are pervading the entire universe. Sarvo Vai Rudras Tasmai Rudraya Namo Asto Purusho Vai Rudras Sanmaho Namo Namaha Vishvam Bhutam Bhuvanam Chitram Bahuda Jatam Jayamanam Chayat Sarvo Hyesha Rudras Tasmai Rudraya Namo Asto Kad Rudraya Prachetase Midushtama Yatavyase Voche Mashantamagam Hrde Sarvo Hyesha Rudras Tasmai Rudraya Namo Asto Sarvo Vai Rudraha Sarvo Hyesha Rudraha comes three times in the Mahanarayana Upanishad. Just like Shvetashvatara Upanishad, the name Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Shvetashvatara Maharshi is glorifying Lord Shiva. Just like that, Mahanarayana Upanishad doesn't mean it refers to Narayana. Narayana meditates on the divine, ultimate Purusha, Paratpara Purusha, Mahadeva. So it is named after the Rishi. So Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Shvetashvatara Rishi, Maharshi, enlightens about Lord Shiva. Narayana Upanishad, where Narayana enlightens about Lord Shiva. So Sarvo Vai Rudraha is spoken of. Tvam Vaya Sarvamidam Vyaptam Jagat Stavara Jangamam. You pervade all the mobile and immobile creatures and you are the in charge. Vishwadiko Rudro Maharshihi. You are in charge of them. Everything is under your control. Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavyesha. You know the past, present and future. Lokanatha. You are the Lord of the entire universe. Nath means Lord. Loka means world. And you are the Lord of the entire universe, including, you know, from the blade of a grass till Parakailasha, Brahmaloka, Goloka, Indraloka, Deviloka, Vaikunta, Skandaloka. You are the ultimate Lord of all these worlds. Jagatpate, you are the Lord of the universe. Jagatpati, Jagataha Pitaro Vande, Parvati Parameshwaro. Kalidasa starts off his Kumara Sambhavam with this verse. Prasadam Kurushakrasya Tvaya Krodardi Tasya Vai. Oh, Mahadeva, you know, you have paralyze the hands of Shakra, that is Indra, you know, please, you know, remove that, you know. And then Vyasa Uvacha, Padma Yoni Vachak Shrutva Tatak Prito Maheshwaraha Prasada Bimukho Bhutva Attahasam Ata Karot Tatak Prasada Yamasu Rumam Rudram Chate Suraha Abhavacha Punar Bahur Yata Prakriti Vajrinaha. And then Maheshwara, after hearing the stuti of all the devas along with Brahma, you know, he was gratified. He was completely satisfied. And then he blessed Indra. And then both Parashakti and Paramashiva, they blessed Indra. And then, you know, Indra's arm got back to normal state. So, like that, this is like, there are even more like 58 verses in this Drona Parva chapter. But I would like to end here. Because there are even more beautiful names that Vyasacharya recites for Lord Shiva. We'll be seeing that. And he connects Shatarudriyam, which is quite important. He mentions about Shatarudriyam, which is an hymn only for Lord Shiva. It cannot be applied to any other devata. Demigods like Brahma and Vishnu cannot, you know, it cannot be applied. So he mentions about Shatarudriyam in the later verses. So this is about, you know, where Vyasa enlightens Arjuna that, O Arjuna, you have seen none other than Mahadeva who has favored you in this war. He appeared as Kala. With this only Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter 33rd verse, Kalosmi. Mahadeva says, Kalosmi, I am Kala. He shows his Vishwarupa to Arjuna. Mahadeva shows the Vishwarupa. Drishtavanasi tam devam, Vishvaksham, Vishvatomukam, Pratyakshameva sarvesham, Rudram sarva jaganmayam, Jnanam tat aishwaram divyam, Yathavat viditam tvaya, Swayameva Hrishikesha Krityovacha Sanatanaha. Kurma Puranam, 1st canto, 30th chapter, 60th and 61st verse. Oh, Arjuna, you have seen none other than the Vishwarupa of Lord Shiva and Hrishikesha came as Guru. So, 11th chapter, 33rd verse of Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi, it is actually Mahadeva saying to Arjuna, Kalosmi, I am Kala who have come here to destroy Drona, Karna and all the and Bhishma and all the soldiers in the Pandavas and the Kauravas side. And that's why you see finally no one remains apart from the Pancha Pandavas, Krishna and then I think Kritavarma. Satyaki. Kritavarma was on the side of the Kauravas. Satyaki. So only these seven people remained on the Pandava side. And Kaurava side we had Duryodhana. Duryodhana also died finally. And then Kritavarma was there. Ashwatthama was there. So, you know, that's why you see all the soldiers, you know, have come here to defeat all the soldiers, you know, on both the side of the battle and also, you know, kill Drona, Bhishma, Karna, etc. So it was he who actually played a role. Mahadeva was the key role, you know, in the Mahabharata war, who defeated all the enemies of Krishna and Arjuna. So Vyasacharya enlightens by saying, and then he starts talking about the divine characteristics of Lord Shiva. How is he? How does he look like? What are his names? And what is his form that the Vedas glorify? And then he goes on to talk about the Leelas, Dakshayagnya Leela, Tripurasura Leela, and then where the Devas are bound by the Maya of Lord Shiva, where Mahadeva appears as a child and sits on the lap of Parvati Mata and then he puts the Devas into Maya. So, and then he goes on. These are like, I've completed 100 verses till now and there are like 58 more verses. We'll be seeing that next week and we'll be ending the Drona Parva episode next week. And as I said before, I have stated in my previous lectures also about this specific piece, which is quite important. Very important for a Shiva Bhakta to know because everything is connected to Lord Shiva. Nowadays, if you see the serials and all, they say that everything happened by the grace of Krishna and everything. But the Shastras, the scriptures authenticate by whose grace that the Mahabharata war was won by the Pandavas. Shastras authenticate it was by the grace of Lord Shiva that Krishna and Pandavas were able to win the war. Narayana obtained a boon by meditating on Lord Shiva for 200,000 years, standing on one leg with his hands upraised. So it's a very, very important piece that one should read. And interestingly, okay, fine. There is another thing that, because there is a question that usually raised by the people that, okay, whether this part of Mahabharata is authentic, right? So the Upamanyu episode, in the beginning of the Upamanyu episode itself, I would have stated that Kshemendra, various personalities have authenticated this episode, this piece of Mahabharata in their works. And likewise, this piece, you know, this Drona Parva episode has been authenticated even by Bhatta Bhaskara. He quotes a verse specifically, which we'll be seeing next class because it is coming in the later half of the last episode of the last few verses where Vyasacharya glorifies Lord Shiva to Arjuna. So he brings in a verse for Namah Shivaya in Rudram, Shamkaraya Chamayaskaraya Chanamak Shivaya Cha Shivataraya Cha. for Namashivaya, which comes in the center of Rudram, for giving a commentary to that Namashivaya, he quotes Shiva Ekodhyayaha, which comes in the Shiva, the Atharvashika Upanishad. And also he quotes the 202nd chapter, 131st verse of Drona Parvam, because Shivaha, this name is attributed by Vyasacharya to Lord Shiva, and he says that to Arjuna. Why is he called Shiva? He explains to Arjuna. And he quotes that verse from Drona Parva. So Bhatta Bhaskara, 5th century person, has authenticated this piece of Drona Parvam. So very, very important, which connects everything to Lord Shiva, which connects Bhagavad Gita to Lord Shiva, which connects the entire Mahabharata war with Lord Shiva. So very, very important piece for every Shiva Bhakta to know. So with that said, we'll be continuing the next 58 verses next week. I'll be completing this Drona Parva episode next week. Saturday, Sunday, there will be classes, usually 9 to 10, probably 9 o'clock. We'll be starting the lecture. I'll be sending out the Google Meet links. It's the same Google Meet link, but I'll be sending out as a reminder. Thank you for supporting me. And I'll be chanting the Chama Prarthana Mantra, and then we can take up some questions. Om Yadaksharapadabhrushtam Matrahinam Tuyad Bhavet Tat Sarvam Shamyatam Deva Parameshwara Namostu Te Visarga Bindu Matrani Patapadaksharani Cha Nyunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshwara Aparata Sagasrani Kriyante Harnisham Magata Soyimiti Mam Matva Kshamasva Parameshwara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Mama Tasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwara Etat Sarvam Shri Uma Maheshwara Parabrahmarpanamastu Lalitambike Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gauri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Shrimati Gayatri Sameta Sambashivarpanamastu Karacharanakritam Vakkayajam Karmajam Va Shravananayanajam Va Manasam Va Paradam Vihitam Avihitam Va Sarvam Etat Kshamasva Jai Jai Karunabde Shri Mahadeva Shambho Mata Chaparvati Devi Pita Devo Maheshwara Bandhavashiva Bhaktamscha Swadesho Bhuvanatrayam Sambashivaya Namaha Sambashivaya Namaha Sambashivaya Namaha Haravom Tat Sat.